Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Area 45 in for the fellas on the drive on Labor Day. Appreciate you joining us. Hope you're having a good day as well. If you want to be a part of the show, don't be scary. Phone lines are open. 713-572-4610. 572-4610. You can call or text or join us on the chats, YouTube, Twitch. It's all up and working. We got that going on. PC, you call Carlos Correa Captain Clutch?
Captain Crush.
Captain Crush.
Crush City, Captain Crush.
I'll go Clutch as well.
Well, that name was previously taken by a different player.
Hey, he's Clutch so far for the Astros. What the hell would they be doing offensively without Carlos Correa?
Hitting over 300 since becoming an Astro again. And by the way, Carlos Correa playing third base like he's been a gold glover at third base for the last 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what they say. If you can play shortstop at the major league level, you can
play anywhere.
You can play anywhere.
But still, the ability, like, third base is very different from short. As somebody who learned to play third base before they learned to play short, there's a lot less time to react at third base. And growing up a hockey goalie, I was used to fast reactions. So third base to me, I was just used to that speed of play. When you learn to play short and you realize, wow, everything takes a little longer to get here. And now you're learning to charge baseballs because you don't really charge anything other than bunts or, you know, dribblers when you're at third base. Balls on top of you in a heartbeat. So it is different. And if you remember when A-Rod first learned to play third base, that was one of the issues he had was the reaction time and, okay, I just snagged this like super hot shot. Now getting up, wait, I got a second.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't short. Like, I don't have to throw this 150 feet from deep in the hole. This is like a 90-foot laser I'm about to uncork. And, you know, make sure you're just accurate with your throw. Don't rush it because you don't have to. So it is different. And Correa's reaction time is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing gets by him.
No, he's a baller, man.
And he's got a cannon for an arm. He's always had a cannon for an arm. So third base for him was a very natural progression. And he just looks like, holy cow, this guy has been playing third base his whole life. And he has. He's been playing third base for like a couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Correa just driving in Yordan Alvarez a few moments ago. Astros lead 4-3, top six.
This is another thing, Sean. Part of the conversation when I saw a lot of people who cover the Astros over the weekend, right? Talking about this is not a good lineup. This is not they're just not that good of a hitting team. And
they're not lately.
Right? Yeah. They've had a couple of games here where they didn't hit the last 2 days, right? They got two hits yesterday. Maybe Jose Soriano deserves a little credit for that. And they did go through a stretch where they didn't score for 31 innings.
Yeah,
a couple weeks ago. But you look at the current lineup: Peña, Yordan, Altuve, Correa. Like, is anybody telling
ahead,
me that
say
any,
Walker.
Any
say
of
Walker.
Those guys are not? But those are like four guys who are still prime of their career hitting.
Mm-hmm.
Walker's a little older. Has he had the season he wanted? No, but for the last 2 months,
boom,
he's hitting with a 850 OPS.
Yeah.
Yainer is frustrating because he doesn't walk. He chases damn near. And Yainer is literally like the guy who escaped mom's basement with $200 in his hands. And he just hit 42nd Street. And anything in a skirt, he's waving money at. I mean, he will wave at anything. But he also has really good power. And as you saw him rip a double earlier, but when he hits it, he can smash it.
Yeah.
You've got Mauricio Dubon, who's just a solid everyday player. He doesn't walk either, but he's a great defensive player, and he knows how to do everything on the field. Look what you're getting from Urias. Urias is like a 260 hitter. He's a gold glove defender. Now, he's a gold glover at third base, who's playing elite defense at second base right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's come up with some big hits for you. You know, Sanchez went through that, 0-for-28 stretch, and then followed that up by hitting, just like being insane, totally unconscious of the plate.
Yeah, yeah.
So the guys they brought in have hit. The lineup, like your top five in your lineup, like that's a really good top five in your lineup.
It is.
This is a solid, slightly above average major league lineup because you've got four guys who are legit all-star level players.
But just wait until Yordan really gets going, and I think that makes everybody better. Like, there's a domino effect. Luis Garcia, by the way, just got through six innings. He's now the fourth straight Astro starting pitcher to get you through six innings. Christian Javier, six no-hit innings the other day. The other two, Spencer Arrighetti, Hunter Brown, combined to allow just four hits to the Angels the last 2 days. Today, Luis Garcia, he's been charged with three earned runs, gave up a couple of dingers, but still three
Brady's
hits.
Brady's porch specials.
No walks, six strikeouts. The Astros rule of four at this point going forward. Still
in play.
Very much in effect.
Now, he just struck out Mike Trout.
Mm-hmm.
Fastball, 90.6 miles per hour. Fastball, 89.7. Fastball, 90. Fastball, 91.4. And then got him swinging an 81 mile an hour changeup that was practically at his ankles.
You know who did the same thing about 4 days ago? Christian Javier. He got Mike Trout swinging at, you know, some 90, 91 mile per hour cheese. I think it was to round out his sixth inning of no-hit baseball. Pretty good. You know, you could shock. This is like a shock and awe campaign for the Astros. You know, they're bringing a whole bunch of pitchers back that have been injured all year. They don't have, like, their typical 94, 95 mile per hour stuff. It's shock and awe. Like, the hitters, they're doing their, they're looking through the scouting reports like, oh, hell, man, this guy throws 95. Nope, not today. I'm throwing 90 up there with a little bit of movement and some breaking stuff your way.
They were talking about it on the TV broadcast earlier, and Garcia said this. He says he's not worried about his velocity. He feels like his velocity will return as his arm gets stronger. And you think about it, like, he hadn't started a major league game for 28 months. He missed the better part of three seasons,
mm-hmm.
and had like six setbacks, and that's probably just the ones we know of.
Yeah, right.
And here he is. He's out there throwing slop. He's throwing slop.
He's getting outs, man.
But he's getting outs.
He's getting outs. That's all I care. And he's not walking guys. That's another big one.
But Garcia's always been a guy who throws strikes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's one of the things, like, you miss about a guy like Jose Urquidy. Urquidy just pounded his own strikes. And he's another guy. He didn't throw hard. Like, the hardest pitch he threw was like 94. And, you know, when his shoulder was bothering him, he was throwing like 91, 92. Mm-hmm. 92 at the top of the zone goes 400 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure does.
And that's...
I get it out of the zone.
You know, you got to... If you're going to throw that at the zone, 92 top of the zone, you better be like a foot up. Because if you're just at the letters at 90, 92, you're getting hammered.
Yep. See ya. Patrick Creighton, Sean Bajani, we're Area 45 in for the drive. Coming up next, we'll have the D'Amico Ryans press conference in full. It is technically a game week, 1 week less than, really.
Thank you, baby Jesus.
NFL season begins on Sunday. Texans, Rams, late afternoon kickoff, 3:25 at... Is that their place or is that a home opener?
No, that's in SoFi.
Okay, I was going to say, do I work this weekend?
No, I am actually going to be here watching the game in the live lounge.
Look at you, all by yourself, all the beer, all the chips, all the
no. Pendergast will be here.
Oh yeah,
because they do pre and post. Yeah, so yeah. Sean will be here.
You'll have a couple of people.
Clint will probably be up here. A few people will come up here, but I'm going to come up and watch the game from here and.
It'll be fun. We got some good news today from D'Amico Ryans. I'll let him break it to you. Coming up next.
Breaking news.